trusted, live, and local. Your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
This TikTok trend, the social media challenge going around right now, encouraging people to call in threats. And like I called it in the last segment, I think it's crazy, first off. But the last segment, I called it threats of threats, because that's what it is. People are threatening that they're going to make threats. And we just spoke with Canton local superintendent Brett Yeagley on how it impacts his students in the classroom, how it impacts the teachers and raises the anxiety of all of those in the school building while they have the duty to protect their children while they continue to provide an education for them. All schools are different. Canton local is a little bit bigger than Brown local, which is Malvern. Joining us right now, we have Brown local superintendent Mark Scott with us. Mark, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Jordan. Thanks for having me on, and happy holidays.
Yes, you too. You too. Today's your last day before the Christmas break, right?
Yes, sir. Our building is buzzing with energy, enthusiasm, and lots of holiday activities, as you can imagine, from K to 12. So it's a great day to be a Hornet.
Yeah, and you guys definitely have a great building, a beautiful building down there. I was just there Wednesday. I was there for wrestling and a lot going on. And with you guys being a smaller school, how does this impact you guys more? As a smaller school, you're very rural. Are your kids maybe just not as concerned, not as anxious because it is so rural? Or is their anxiety heightened because it is such a small school and you guys really don't deal with these things on a day-to-day basis, these threats of threats?
Yeah. Well, Jordan, I think you nailed it perfectly right in your introduction to this segment. Each school district has their own culture, their own climate, their own things, their own traditions and prides that make their school special, and then their own concerns. Brown Local Schools, just like every school district throughout the state of Ohio, it's about awareness, being glued in with our students, being glued in with our parents, having good relationships and good communication, and it's all about awareness. We've been very fortunate. These challenges have went on throughout the school year, these different social media challenges, and that has not circulated among our students, at least to the point where any of those challenges, whether it be vandalism or taking school devices, none of that's occurred here at Brown Local Schools. Doesn't mean it won't in the future, but we've been very fortunate that our students have not circulated those challenges and engaged in those challenges yet. But for us, it's about great relationships, great communication, and it's about awareness. So our eyes are open and our ears are open, and we're making sure student physical, emotional well-being is absolutely our number one priority.
And you serving as the superintendent, is this your third year? You're starting your third year, is that correct?
Yes, yeah. The 1 year was partial, but yeah. 3 years I've been here at Brown Local, fortunate to be here.
And then last year was the COVID year, and that just has a really big asterisk right next to it. You know, it's a COVID exempt is what I call it. So you're very involved. I'm at a wrestling match there on Wednesday, and anyone in the gym could be on the microphone introducing every player coming, every wrestler hitting the mat, but it's you out of all people. It's the superintendent doing that. And I actually got a picture that I got to send you of it. But you being so small, you know almost every kid walking the hallway. So you know how they act every day. Are you seeing them a little more anxious today, yesterday, as rumors of these threats have rolled on?
Well, Jordan, you mentioned, and thank you for those compliments, but one advantage we have at Brown Local Schools is our small school size. In fact, this is the first time I've been in my office yet today. I've been out walking the halls and observing and participating and spending time with teachers and students. That's what I love to do best. So our school resource officer, our school administration, We know every student's first and last name. We know a little bit about each of those students. We have personal relationships with those students and those families. And that really, really helps us get ahead of these situations and stay on top of these situations. As far as our students, I have not seen an increased amount of anxiety or heightened awareness or energy about social media the past couple of weeks. All schools right now are experiencing more mental health referrals, some more social issues or anxiety issues among our students. So again, we only have 650 students in our district, yet we have two full-time guidance counselors. We have three community mental health counselors that are here at all times. And again, we have personal relationships with our students. So the key in any of these situations, anytime there's any concern for a student, a staff member, a safety issue, we involve law enforcement and mental health early and often. And that's really a key factor in keeping everybody safe.
You do have a great core of guidance counselors. I've met them. I've toured the school with you last year. I was doing some work there, and I met and I spoke with them, and they really take pride in their job. And to them, it's not a job. It's a service that they're providing. How do they really help you guys handle situations like this? Are they maybe looking, and if they see a child that maybe is acting a little bit differently, they sit with them and do evaluations to chat mental health?
Absolutely. And our teachers, it starts with our teachers, because they, and the truth is, even for me right now, as busy as a lifestyle as I have, the teachers spend as much time as with my own children as I do. So our teachers recognize that, and they're looking out. They know our students, and if they see a change in attitude, they see a drop in academic performance, they see an increase in problematic behaviors at school, we're contacting guidance counselors, we're contacting mental health counselors, we're reaching out to those parents, again, early and often, to see what's going on here, and making sure everybody's well-being, that physical, social, emotional well-being, is taken care of. So I do think, again, each school has their own traditions, their own strengths, but with us being a small school district, that is definitely one of our strengths and something we take a great deal of pride in.
And Mark, you are a younger superintendent, which, you know, that's a compliment, or you can take that however you want to. But just because you're younger, when you were in high school, there was no social media. Would you say that there was less stress when you were going through school than when your daughter graduated, or your son who's coming up through the ranks right now? Would you say when you were in school that there was less stress because there really wasn't social media? There wasn't that presence.
Absolutely. Here's the difference, Jordan. When we went to school in the 90s, you would go to school. You'd have good days and bad days. You'd have issues with your peers and colleagues sometimes, but you could go home and you could turn that off. Mm-hmm. Students today, they go to school. They have positive experiences. They have to work through their problems. They have social issues from time to time. That doesn't change. That's been taking place with teenagers forever. But when they go home, there they are on the TikTok, on the Twitter, on the Instagram. So it never turns off. So that would be my one bit of advice. If there's any parents out there, students are going to have a tendency to be on social media. That's okay. That's healthy. It's just the amount of time that they spend on that. You want to make sure there's a healthy balance there. So we were able to turn that off, be at home, engage with our family, where teenagers today, that is extending, that time with their peers is extending throughout the evening hours too. It's just done on social media. So, yeah, that does add an extra layer sometimes of stress or anxiety for our students. I do believe that.
Well, we appreciate everything you do as a superintendent, and keep up the great work. As I was telling Brett Yeagley in our last segment, what you guys do is very appreciated, because there are some people who they couldn't deal with children all day. Some can't handle their own children all day, and you guys take on hundreds of kids who aren't your children, but they are your children in the same sense. So Mark
Thank
Scott.
Thank you, Jordan.
Yes.
Thank you, Jordan. We appreciate you having me on, and I'm very fortunate to be in this role. Have a great holiday season, and go Hornets.
All righty.